Thank you for tuning to another episode of the Pro Wrestling Proverbs Podcast. Just a couple quick things before we get started. First, over on our YouTube channel, we just uploaded the first episode of the Pro Wrestling Proverbs World Cup. It's a 64-person tournament. The first round here is just like the old WCW Battle Bowl type style, random tag teams thrown together. And then the winners of the tag team move on to the round of 32. Then it turns into a one-on-one single elimination tournament. The first two episodes we're releasing are Battle Royals, determine the last two spots, featuring wrestlers from WWE and AEW. So make sure you go to our YouTube channel, check that out. Links will be in the description, linktree.com/PWProverbs. As the title of this video, we were just at the Great Lakes Comic Con, and Logan will be at the Astronomicon convention here next weekend. If there's any other conventions here in the Midwest that you'd like to go to, or if you have any sort of connections to and would like us to also come out and do like a podcast on it. Our email is prowrestlingproverbs@gmail.com. Send us an email and we'll get back to you. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff to see where we're going next, what we got uploaded in future podcast episodes.
What is up, everyone? This is Noelle Foley, and you are listening to Pro Wrestling Proverbs. Oh, yeah. Have a nice day.
Logan and I just got back from the Great Lakes Comic Con here in Macomb, Michigan, at the Macomb Expo Center, February 24th and 25th, 2023. Unfortunately, let's just get the bad stuff out of the way first. Jimmy Hart did not want to talk to your boys, and no. Axe from Demolition canceled. So, and he was a replacement for Brock and Arn Anderson, who also canceled.
And I'm pretty sure Sergeant Slaughter was an original announcement, and he also canceled. So
this show was just cursed from the beginning.
For wrestling fans, anyway.
Yeah. So we got media passes to go there and to talk to wrestlers, and the only wrestler that was there was unable to talk to us due to some rule that I'm sure is made up. But anyway. Can't talk until after WrestleMania. WWE won't let Jimmy Hart talk until after WrestleMania. Do I believe that? I don't know.
Is Axe canceled supposedly because of the weather? But he's coming from Minnesota to Michigan, which, you know, we've had the snowstorms, whatever. But Jimmy Hart lives in Florida, if I'm not mistaken. So that either means poor Jimmy got up here that early, or he is a little whiny crybaby like X. But anyway, the contractual thing with Jimmy, he can't talk until after Mania, which I'm assuming is because he's under a Legends deal, because, you know, if you're friends with Hulk Hogan, you're at a lifetime Legends deal. But it's weird to me, because he's not actually, I don't know if he actually does things anymore. He might lead a fan access show or something. But he doesn't really appear on the shows. At most, he's behind Hogan jumping up and down with his megaphone. He doesn't have involvement in the shows. He's not a producer. He's not a writer. He's not a commentator. He doesn't make music. He's not talent. He's just under a Legends deal. You know, like your Tatsumi Fujinami's, like your Stone Cold's. Which, again, if it was Stone Cold not being there, I would understand. But or Stone Cold not allowing us to speak to him, I should say. Because, again, he could be a part of the show. And I get it. It's like with movies, they don't want people to spoil the movie or spoil what could happen. But what is Jimmy going to know besides potentially Hogan opening?
Yeah, the last thing he was a part of, he was on the Raw's 30 show.
Yeah.
And he just walked out with Hogan, whatever.
He doesn't do a whole lot. At most, he keeps Hogan balanced when he's not using his cane. But anyway... we couldn't meet him. Well, we could. That was the funny part. We couldn't interview him, but we could talk to him. And I thought about trying to see if we could interview him, because my questions for him weren't related to current stuff. It was, you know, who his top five people would be if he were to form a super first family, if the NWO ruined the Dungeon of Doom, and if there's anyone he was ever paired with he didn't want to work with. But clearly, we weren't able to do that. He gave the head of the Great Lakes Comic Con, it looked like a good 5-minute conversation about why he couldn't do it, instead of just saying no. But, you know, it wasn't all bad.
Yeah, it was a great convention.
Yeah, I mean, especially put on at a community college. I've been to a couple of them. I'm not saying that because it's at a community college, it's automatically going to be bad. But compared to, like, a Motor City Comic Con that's put, you know, they plan a year in advance, or an Astronomicon that's put on by Twisted, so they have a lot of money they can put into it. Being at a community college, you don't expect that amount of vendors, that amount of product. There's a lot to look at. I mean, the two names that I want to give a shout out to real quickly here, we've got Todd Gilbert. He's an illustrator, a graphic designer, and a musician. He made, if you look on our and my socials, some pretty cool art prints. I got a Muppet one, which I was excited about. It had Muppets, it had Fraggle Rock, and it had Sesame Street on it, which I know I complained to you about 3/4 of the way through the convention that there was no Muppets.
You literally said that. You said, what kind of convention doesn't have Muppets? And then, like, yeah. 10 seconds later, we go up to a table and they have some.
But yeah, it had all. You figure they've got all the colors. They're retro. It's perfect for a convention. I don't know if people are afraid of puppets, if they're too afraid to admit they like the stuff. But either way, if you don't have Muppets at your convention, what kind of convention are you? The other, and then the same guy made a pretty cool Sting print for my brother. It had WCW Sting, which was Wolfpack, NWA Sting, which is Surfer Sting, TNA Sting, which was an odd choice, red pants, black pants, no shirt. I don't know if I'd put that on there. And then Imp, another TNA one, which is Joker Sting with the WWE one at the bottom. My brother will like that. The other big name I want to talk about is Nate G Draws, which we didn't actually get anything from them except we got names.
Yeah.
I was dubbed the Shaper of Wooden Things. And do you remember what your name was?
I was Anthony of the Many Ants. Because he had this, he had this giant, like little game. I forget.
Is it Plinko?
Yeah.
If you watch Price is Right and you've seen Plinko, you can drop the coin in. It bounces to the bottom. He can either dub you a name, which was called Dub the. You could get a free print. Or I forget what the other option was. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
I think we got the best one. We got the best option.
I think so too.
He asked me what my like the last movie I watched was, and I said Ant-Man, and then my name is Anthony. So
I didn't know that. I just thought it was because your name. Because when he did mine, what's your name? Logan, and he goes Logan, and you can tell he was thinking. But the only important thing with Logan is Wolverine. I'll admit that, unless you like Logan's Roadhouse, and if you do, I'm sorry. But but yeah. So then he asked what my hobbies were, and I'll admit, I mean, I do a little bit with wood, like I'll make benches and stuff, but it's not what I consider a hobby. But I wanted him to make an obvious dick joke. Shaper of wooden things. I mean, it gets the point across. The guys chuckled about it.
Yeah.
I wanted him to be like the woodworker, the wood wizard, something like that. But you know, you take what you can get. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool. We got the press passes. This was actually the second place to give us one. We'll talk about who the first was a little bit later. The other fun part about this, and I'm sure from those who listened and those that know me, I go to quite a bit of conventions. I've been going to Motor City Nightmares probably since 2014. There's only a couple of years I've missed. It's a horror convention in Novi at the Sheraton Hotel. I go to the Grand Rapids Comic Con. It's had about 3 different spots since I started going in 2015. I've gone to Motor City Comic Con a couple times. It's also in Novi. It's at the big community or the big center there. We saw that on the drive back. There's one other con that I saw owner head of, but I don't.
Tony Con?
No, it wasn't Tony Con.
Nick Con?
It wasn't Nick either. Oh. We probably would have got interviews with them. But yeah, we saw all the heads there. It was kind of cool. I mean, I always like camaraderie. I like people helping people. So knowing that the heads of these cons were there, It was pretty neat. The Astronomicon guy hung out with Jimmy Hart quite a bit, which Astronomicon is... Oh, that's the one. I've been to... we went to Astronomicon last year. I've been previous years. That one... Which city is that in? That's kind of closer to you.
I think it's in... I don't know. I have to look. I have the passage like right over here. Hold on.
That's the one put on by Twisted. And Twisted is a subgroup of the Insane Clown Posse. It's pretty much a wrestling and weed convention, but this year it's going to have a bunch of people from Clerks, and it's going to have Kevin Smith, Jason Mewes. It's even going to have the Jason Lee from My Name is Earl. It's going to have his brother Randy, Mr. Suplay. I guess the big reason I'm plugging them right now is because they were the first ones to accept our email plea and give us a pass. We're waiting to see what exactly that entails. I mean, at this year, you've got Hall of Famers like Trish Stratus, Rikishi, and Devon Dudley there. I forget, Godfather's also a Hall of Famer. And then you've also got Sabu and Sandman there as well. Again, they brought all the wrestlers in, pretty cool. I'll be going to that one. You unfortunately have to be grown up and work.
Yeah. Yeah, the Astronomicon is located in Livonia.
Yeah, Livonia, it's another fun drive for me. I get quite a bit of road rage. My brother's favorite story of last year's Astronomicon is I flipped a semi off. I purposely made sure to roll the window down and get my hand out as far as I could so I knew they saw it. Whatever reason it is behind the wheel, I feel indestructible, even though that semi could have easily pushed me off the road.
Yeah.
And then my favorite part of it was on the way back. It was so hot and there was a traffic jam. I ended up only having my shorts on. But I took my shoes, my socks, my t-shirt, my belt, all of it off. And whichever gentleman was behind me at that time, he was clapping when he saw me taking the clothes off. So, you're welcome.
He got that for free.
Yeah, he did. He got that for free. Now that we're getting media passes, he's going to have to pay at least like $2 for that. But, yeah, Astronomicon's always fun. I'm very excited to get the media pass. Thank you to Sarah for that one. And then while I'm at it, thank you to Mike for the Great Lakes Comic Convention pass as well. We've got a couple in the works that we're trying to get. We've heard back from a couple of the major wrestling companies. They've sent us the links that let us know what we have to do to get there. So maybe at one point, you know, we'll be able to ask Tony Khan those hard-hitting questions.
I don't know if I'm going to do that. I don't want him to get mad at me and then call me a biased journalist on Twitter later.
I mean, think about it. If we make Tony Khan mad, we can then go to WWE and be their friends and get to interview people.
Like Jimmy Hart.
Like Jimmy Hart.
And it comes full circle. Yeah.
But I guess back to the topic at hand, you know, the Great Lakes Comic Con is probably the... actually one of the smallest I've been to, which that's not a bad thing. Because I've been to some that are so big, and some of them have such long lines, like StarCast we went to last year, that you don't get to really, you get to a point where you're not enjoying it, don't you think?
Yeah. Like
you have to schedule and map everything out, and I mean, there's a picture on our socials where I have the fabulous Freebirds figures, and the only reason I found those is because we were waiting in line for Jeff Jarrett.
For like 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm glad I paid $60 for those. I'm sure my wallet was happy. But, this one, we were able to look at everything. Like I said, you look at our socials, you look at my personal socials, you'll be able to see some of the fun things that we found. I'm always excited at the Michigan cons because there is a Detroit and an Ohio sector of the quote-unquote Ghostbusters. I love seeing the car. I love seeing the blow-up. I love seeing the demon dogs. I don't really talk to the people because then they try and get me to sign up for a whole bunch of stuff. And listen, I'm not about that. Granted, I have a fake email for stuff like that, but I just don't want to give it to them.
Yeah. We're not gonna name names, but somebody in our party got sucked into a possible home renovation when we live in an apartment. So
I don't know how you're gonna do a home renovation on an apartment, but you do you. I will say I saw the prices of the food while you guys were in line. It's probably one of the better priced food options for a convention. I saw the regular hot dog. It was only $4. Yeah. I know the Motor City Comic Con at one point it was like $8 or $9, which blows my mind. You'd think being in Michigan, you know, home of the Coney, have to do a little discount. But again, what do I know? I'm not planning these. Probably why I can't plan them. I'd lose money. But I think the four of us really enjoyed it. Had to fight a little bit to get that second pass, but you know, Mike hooked us up. I do appreciate, even though we didn't get to talk to Jimmy Hart, that even though, you know, as I kept saying, Mike was the head of it. He was letting people in. He was directing them to the right spot. He was getting his volunteers set up, and he took time to go talk to Jimmy Hart. When we asked him about it, he could have just told us to piss off.
Yeah, not just him. Everybody there was super nice. Every question
we had. Yeah, everyone that worked there, every volunteer. I don't feel like there was a question that went unanswered. It was enjoyable. Like I said, I bought a couple art prints. The thing that I wanted to buy, but I forgot. You'd think with all the conventions I've gone to, that I would have remembered. I didn't bring cash. And they had. So, I mean, you know, I collect Macho Man, Roddy Piper, and Ric Flair stuff. And it's very, I don't want to say I have everything, but I have most things that I want. I do not have a Macho Man Hasbro figure from back in the day, whether it's the Macho King one, whether it's the one with the streamers, whether it's the original one. There's a booth that had all three. I only took cash, though. So I took that as a sign that I didn't need it. And I went out of my way. That's probably the only thing that I wished I could have bought. I mean, there's other expensive items. I mean, for those that have gone to cons and those that haven't gone to cons, there's going to be big stuff that you want to buy. But you're not able. You're not that person.
you're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
A guy had a replica Andre the Giant belt?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I mean, you don't see those a lot. And for those wondering, it's like, what do you mean an Andre the Giant belt? When he feuded with Hogan, the whole thing was the belt was going to be too small for him. So Bobby Heenan had a specialty one made, and that was going to be the belt he was going to wear. Clearly he didn't win, blah, 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 blah.
It appeared on, like, one episode of, like, Superstars or something like that.
But, yeah, it was cool to see that. Is there any other, like, art or big figures or belts that you can think of that really stood out to you? There's a lot of Funkos.
Fuck yeah. It was like the Funko convention. Table had at least a couple.
I feel like that's what a lot of conventions are becoming. I mean, even Astronomicon last year. I don't know, my printer just turned on. But Astronomicon last year.
I think you said Astronomicon three times uninterrupted.
So. Yeah. There's a booth that had any Funko you could wish for. And my favorite part about these cons is they always have them sorted. So it's not like going into a store and having, I'm looking for this one. You got to dig. Got Spider-Man with Spider-Man. Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park. Rick and Morty. So if you know what you're looking for, you can find it.
Thankfully, we left when we did because I was going to buy those one Spider-Man ones.
Well, that's the, when we walked in, you know, you and my wife were talking. And you're like, you know, it's a good thing you're here. You know, you're going from buying so much. And she's like, yeah, I try, that kind of thing. But did you notice who was pointing out stuff? And being like, oh, man, you should get this. Or, oh, man, you want that. It was Sam.
Yeah, it was her.
Not me. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And she's like, oh, look at this Godzilla Funko you want. Or, oh, look at those Godzilla figures. Or, oh, man.
Excuse me, sir, how much is this Godzilla Funko that my husband's been wanting forever? Oh, it's an affordable, reasonable price? Honey, you should get it.
And that's like, no, I'll wait. The cons, people will buy figures early so that way they can sell them at a higher price because they're not out yet. And there's one I want. It's not in stores yet, so that's why he could charge that. I just found that. I found that funny. She'd be like, oh, there's this. I'm like, yep. It happens every time I go to a con now because I've got her and I've got my little brother. So no matter what, they know my interests. They both know what I have, what I don't have. So they can be like, you got this one.
You want to buy this one? Come on.
But I mentioned the Ghostbusters earlier there. They also had at the Michigan cons, which I'm glad they had it here, they have a Star Wars section. I believe it's called like Legion 501.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got R2-D2s that he can control with a remote control. He's got the garbage droid. I feel really bad. He's got a BB-8. I feel really bad. I don't remember because it's the one I was the most excited about. It's the little guy.
Not from the game.
BD-1.
Yeah.
He had a BD-1. And I saw it. And I booked it over there. Took a picture. It's cool. And, you know, I like that people are able to take stuff they love. Just make it into a hobby like that. Or, I mean, hell, it might even be their job. The Ghostbusters is their job. They travel different cons. But I love it. I told you, because we walked around the con probably about 2-3 times before I realized we already had. As I told you, I'm like, yeah, I could walk around these for hours. But I'll still somehow find something new or start talking to someone. Granted, there's a couple, there's usually a vendor or two I don't talk to.
Yeah. I don't want to name the guy's name, but there's this one vendor there that kind of creeped me out. He gave me the heebie-jeebies.
There's one at Motor City Nightmares. I'm trying to say the name without saying it. He makes music that sounds like old sci-fi stuff, and he doesn't talk to you. He holds up a sign with his name on it. And I just, every time, I'm like, ah, and I just move past him.
The guy I'm talking about, I told you while I was there, he reminds me of the one guy from... Benchwarmers that scared of the sun. Howie.
Nick Swartzen's character, Howie, yeah.
Like, if Howie was at this convention, yeah. That'd be that guy.
They're just dropping the Girl Scout cookies off. Go out and get them.
I don't know if he was, like, on, like, Facebook Live or something, but he was talking to somebody into his phone, but, like, it was at a weird angle to where, like, he obviously wasn't recording himself. So I don't know if he was courting me, like, being polite, like, looking, like, through his product. Because he was talking to me all weird, and he's like,
"I did notice
it's 50% off."
Every time we walked by, he'd put a belt on his shoulder. I mean, our shirts did say "Wrestling Proverbs," and I know there's not a lot of like, you can normally tell people are into it. These things, they'll wear a shirt. Not a lot of wrestling ones at this one, especially with you know all the cancelings.
He wasn't selling anything wrestling though. He just had the belt on.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a toy one. It was like a replica.
Really?
But he didn't sell anything wrestling related. It was all like anime and Marvel, I think.
Oh yeah, his personal drawings. Yep, yep, yep,
yeah,
yep.
And like all like like I'm like nothing against it, but this is kind of just added to it. He always drew like the girls in his drawings like super voluptuous.
What a word. That's like 30 points of Scrabble.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a very fun con. I am super glad we went. Am I disappointed that we didn't get to interview anyone? I look at it as yes and no. Obviously, I'm disappointed we didn't get to. But, and I don't know yet, so I'm not going to confirm. But, I look at it this way. What if my first interview ever... wrestling wise, like true interview, not just meet and greet, not just shooting the shit with them, a real interview is with one of the Dudley boys.
Hey, I think it's better than Jimmy Hart. No offense.
For me personally,
yeah,
Dudley's one of my favorite teams. One of my favorite wrestling moments of all time is Survivor Series 2002 when D-Von comes out and helps Bubba against 3 Minute Warning and Rico in the opening at Madison Square Garden. I about freaked out when they returned in 2015. I started watching TNA more because they were there. So, I mean, if there's a wrestling god out there, whether it's, you know, whether it's Bruno, whether it's, you know, Fritz Von Erich, whether it's Vince Sr., let your boy get that interview.
Please. JBL, even?
Yeah, please.
Hook Logan up. I think you have a good chance with them because they're not contracted, so they don't have to wait.
The only one, so like I said, I listed the people. So Rikishi, Godfather, and Trish are contracted. We figure Trish won't happen because of all the stuff happening at where she's going to be at Mania. Rikishi probably not because the Usos. Godfather, I think it depends on his mood if he'd do one. But the other Rhino's there too. But so the other four, the ECW legends, I think pretty good chance. But, you know, like I said, though, not to sell him short. I know we kind of talked about Astronomicon there a minute. But truly, humbly, a big thank you to the Great Lakes Comic Convention. I mean, we always talk about in our off time that, well, the one thing I want from this, I know we say we don't want money, we're not really looking for fame. My goal is to get some sort of play button from YouTube. Just something to say, we did it. Now, if we don't ever get that, we at least have media passes with our name on it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just in it to talk wrestling. No, that's why. Yeah. I told this one guy who called us on the phone. We said, you know, you might as well make money while you're doing it too. So.
Oh yeah, that's something that we could. I'm not going to say which one, but there's another big one potentially in the works. We don't have any confirmation yet, so I'll keep that NDA'd. But no, my big thing with this has always been the kind of proof CMU wrote.
Oh,
I mean, honestly, do you remember why they said no before we get off here? Because we didn't focus enough on the Raw and SmackDown, like the matches. I talked about Bobby Heenan passing away, or I talked about Bobby Heenan, and I talked about Jeff Jarrett, and I connected history, and I connected the dots. I didn't just sit there and go, Kurt Hawkins lost the match with a roll-up.
Now, do you think Kurt Hawkins is getting buried?
I think he is getting buried just because he doesn't have the muscle mass Vince is looking for.
He's actually a really good wrestler.
I can't wait for him to go to Ring of Honor or TNA and prove everybody wrong. Like, if we did that, and I know for a minute, if you followed us on our YouTube stuff, We kind of did that at first. We kind of reviewed the Raws, the SmackDowns, pay-per-views. It wasn't fun. And that's why that era of us lasted like 3 months at a time. That's why this era of us has been continuing going, because even if we only have, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, you know, listening, we're still enjoying talking about it.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I'll fucking do this for 20 years. With the people we have now. But
yeah, exactly. It's fun. Please keep looking at our socials. Like I said, we've got Astronomicon coming up. I'll be there. Not as a guest. We're brought in by them. I'm going to be covering it. It's like we covered this. And then, you know, we potentially have one in September. There's others that I've reached out about. Pay attention to our socials. Never know where we'll pop up. I will say I didn't reach out to anything outside of the Midwest. So if you're not in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I didn't get an email. Well, we still got bills. We still got gas. So unless you want to come pick us up.
give us a ride.
Yeah. Oh. Also be on the lookout. I know we've got our development team working on a new logo. All the big things coming.